Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
I want you to come to my van dealership.
Bye.
We're getting a lot of tweets about Jennifer Love Hewitt in the last segment we just had. First of all, I'm sorry.
Well,
second of all,
you're not really.
Well, I need Ted to help me here because some people are telling me that John Mayer's song "Your Body Is a Wonderland" is about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, I received some tweets. One from Wendy saying just that thing that John Mayer wrote that song about her.
I had no idea.
John Mayer gets around.
Well, yeah,
he's been with a lot of people.
But he's a talented singer.
He's not a talented singer.
Player.
He sounds like Evan Turner when he sings.
You're criticizing the way someone else sings. You have no room to do that.
He is a terrible singer.
I disagree.
He sounds like he's got a frog in his throat.
All right, let's listen.
Riga, that's you. Afternoon.
That's you. You gotta stay off this track.
You got this room for two, everybody. One thing I'd love to do, discover me, discovering you.
He's doing good things with the Grateful Dead, right? Isn't that what he's doing now?
Like porcelain.
He's touring around with the remaining members.
He can't sing.
He's fine.
But you know what, though? He's a genius.
Why is he?
Because he's coupled this into a long career.
You're saying this
and he's got just a laundry list of women that he's been with.
I got news for you, man. Like, you know how I am not a fan of Billy Joel. And what your comeback
don't
to me...
Don't compare John Mayer to Billy Joel.
Your comeback to me always is Billy Joel, because I say, I don't get it, I don't understand the fascination. You go, oh yeah, well, then all the other millions of people must be idiots, huh, Bone? And you're exactly right.
Don't compare to Billy Joel.
Just because I don't like him doesn't mean that he's not good.
He can't sing!
John Mayer gets millions of dollars a year from the fact that he can sing and play guitar. So you're wrong. He can't sing.
I'm not wrong.
People enjoy his music.
He can't sing. They may enjoy his music, but he can't sing.
That's fine. Your argument is as valid as mine when I say I don't like Billy Joel.
No, it's not.
You don't have to like him.
I can't wait to replace you with Jennifer Love Hewitt. I can't wait to have a new co-host on this show.
You know, I'm exactly right on this. Just because you don't like
Chris Holtman would also be disgusted with your opinion, if I must say so.
Did Billy Joel ever tour with the Grateful Dead? No, I guess he didn't. So that's one for John Mayer there, huh? Ever been with Jennifer Love Hewitt? Wow, it's two for John Mayer over Billy Joel. That's insane. It's almost like he's the more accomplished musician.
Are you
musician.
Aware that Billy Joel was married and then told Christy Brinkley to take a hike? Are you aware of this?
I am aware of that. That's fine. Christy Brinkley or Jennifer Love Hewitt? Come on now.
Whoa. Put your hands together.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, you had to pick one.
I don't have to pick one. I have to pick one. In what scenarios is ever going to happen?
We're saying, no. We're saying,
you've got to pick one.
We're saying who dated the hotter girl, John Mayer.
I don't know, man. Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley's pretty great, too. And I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying you can make the case that John Mayer did better in that department.
I can't believe we're at this point. You're such a petty individual that you call Billy Joel a horrible musician and Christy Brinkley a woofer. That's what I've heard on this show
today.
I didn't
call her a woofer. I never said that.
That's what I hear.
You're just getting defensive because you like Billy Joel and John Mayer.
I love Billy Joel.
Yeah, and John Mayer. A lot of people love John Mayer is all I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, when was the last hit John Mayer had?
I don't know. When's the last time Billy Joel lectured the people he was singing about? Like, oh yeah, I'm the piano man. You losers in this bar. I'm going to leave you. You suck. Your life is awful. I'm the piano man. The people's like, throw money at this guy because he's so great. I don't get him.
I don't remember that version of the song.
That's how it goes. That's the gist of it. He's talking about how horrible everybody is at the bar and how he's awesome. And everybody's like, yeah, you're right. We suck. You are great. Like, what if I hate that guy. Screw him.
Have you been to a bar? Everybody does suck at the bar.
No, they don't. If you ever watch Cheers, there's a lot of good people at the bar.
you know, you could be a very bright individual,
mm-hmm.
be a man of science,
right.
maybe have advanced degrees. Now, that doesn't describe either one of us, but
no,
you could
no.
be. But for some reason, when it comes to sports or something that we really want to happen, we just turn into, like, Haitian women, where we take out our voodoo dolls and we look at the calendar and say, see, now it's will be so because it's the same date. I'm not going to get up from this position because my team has done well. We somehow fall under the spell of the juju.
Very superstitious.
Yes.
Well, look, again, I just think that's very ironic that they would pick a guy who happens to have the same birth date as the law that could potentially...
You think they knew what his birthday was? They don't know what it is.
I know.
They signed the guy, they're like, this guy's a good player.
I know, but I think it's funny. I think it's ironic. And I actually mean ironic, unlike Alanis Morissette.
Stop. You're one of those
ironic
two.
And it's
you know. That's like the most soccer observation ever. Like, every soccer guy in the world makes that observation.
No.
You know, with that Alanis Morissette song, none of those things are actually ironic.
That's the most grammatically correct assessment of that song. Yes, that's what you meant to say. And that's right. That's fine. Trust me, you think you could argue with me on this? I've argued with my wife about this because she also is a huge Alanis Morissette fan, and that song has always annoyed me. Now, this part annoys me. The whole thing annoys me. I've never liked this song.
It's a good song.
It's not.
I like Alanis.
In my opinion.
I like early Alanis when she's angry, not the I went to India, now I love everybody Alanis. Screw that.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Let me do a little singing. It's a higher pitch than I'm used to.
You can't sing this.
Well, I can do a duet. Maybe it's Scott Stapp doing a duet with Alanis Morissette.
Okay, give me a little.
2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic?
No, it's not.
Don't you think?
Not at all.
It's like rain, yeah. Oh, wow. Holy crap. I apologize to all of you who just crashed the car and died because of what I attempted to do.
Right. And by the way, if you did crash your car and die, that does not make your death ironic just because you didn't want to die.
What has Alanis done to you?
Botch the word irony is what she's done.
Look at this. She's in pain, all right? Dave Coulier has just broken up with her.
Yeah, but what
she's
is she taking
in pain.
It out? Why is she taking it out on the word irony? That's the part I don't understand. Getting a lottery ticket and then dying is not ironic. That's just tragic. That sucks.
It's ironic because you can't cash out your winnings.
No, that's not, no. Then someone, they'll keep the ticket and the people that you love will get to share in the wealth, which is kind of the point anyway. It's not ironic. It's just tragic that you're not there.
It's always way too literal for you.
Yeah.
You always have to sit down and figure everything
out.
It
really is. I don't care for the song, so now I found a better reason to rip
it. Is it all Alanis songs or just that one?
No, that one in particular bugs me. Not all Alanis songs. She's got some, I'm sure, great ones.
What do you enjoy?
I don't know. I'm not a big Alanis fan. You probably play me a couple, I'd say, oh, yeah, that one. But I don't know them off the top of my head.
We got some offensive language in some of them.
Do we leave that in at the old radio station?
I don't know.
Was former radio disc jockey Marco on there being like, yeah, let's play all the obscenities. Let's do it. No, they probably took that out.
Hand in my pocket? It's a good one.
That's fine. Yeah, sure. This was on like a pop-up video, I believe, right?
They were all on pop-up video.
Yeah, that was my go-to sick day, staying home, watch pop-up video. Loved it. I'm poor, but I'm kind. Now, that's actual irony right there.
Yeah!
All this is all she does is come up with bad comparisons.
Baby! All right. Baby! My Alanis is pretty good.
You know my other, there's two songs that I hate more than I think any songs ever written.
Yeah!
One of them is Isn't It Ironic. The other one is We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Excellent song!
I can't
say it. It teaches you history.
No, it doesn't.
While you listen to the song!
Like, there was a car, and then there was a plane, and then bridges came around. It's just you're naming things. You're just saying things
yes.
that happened. It's not a song.
Oh.
I can't stand Billy Joel.
I couldn't
Joel.
Hate you more right
I
now.
I hate Billy Joel.
I couldn't. And I
hate
I hope,
him.
Just like Billy Joel, you wrap your car around a tree going home tonight. As you go home to your wife who's 72 years younger than you.
I hate Billy. Oh, yeah. Does that make me old because I don't like Billy Joel? Is that what all the hip kids
no,
are doing?
No, I'm making fun of Billy Joel.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
Because
okay.
Billy Joel marries like 18-year-olds and then
gotcha.
Wonder why
okay.
it doesn't work out.
I misunderstood.
That's ironic,
joke.
Billy Joel.
I don't think we know what the word ironic
no,
means,
No, no one knows what it is.
No,
it's not just, even a real
it's
word.
It's an unknowable thing, apparently.
But I found another impression I can do well.
What's that?
Alanis Morissette's yell.
Give it to me again.
Yeah!
No.
Yeah!
They should play that at the shoe after a first down.
Let me tell you right now.
First down Buckeyes! Yeah!
You are, by comparison, the most Nittany of the Nittany Lions I've ever heard with that. That's, like, so much more spot on than anything you just did with Alanis Morissette.
All right, now, what's better?
Yeah.
Here's my Viking.
No, that's your Nittany Lion.
Woo!
Oh, Viking, yeah.
There's that. What's the train whistle from Purdue? We forgot about that.
Which one is that? No, it'd be choo-choo. That's what we were doing with Purdue. No, good. What? That sounds like an automated machine pressing out like a piece of metal or something.
And then Alanis Morissette.
No.
Come on, think about it. First big play. Dwayne Haskins just completed a big pass down the field.
It's going to be tough because Tate Martell's going to be the starter, according to the message boards. But
everybody's excited. You got a big shot, a big nut right in the stands. Big nuts there and Buckeye guys there. And
yep.
Because they got to put the camera on all the idiots.
I know.
Regular people don't get camera shots. Idiots do.
They sure
do. And then
do.
Over the loudspeaker, you just hear, yeah! Alanis Morissette screaming at you. Yes. What better to celebrate American collegiate football than an angry Canadian woman?
Let's do it.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. We should sell shares of this show. Ownership
but,
shares
but
of this show.
But you have no say in it?
No, you have no say in it.
All right.
But we can print out a little certificate. You can hang it on your wall.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
I own a piece of Man and Bone.
Actually, here's what I'll take it a step further. Why sell stock? We will sell off paper representations of our body parts. Not like, I don't mean they'll be in the shape of the body part, unless you want that. But I just mean like, I will give you a share. It'll be worth a lot, but you can buy one of my feet. You're not actually going to have, like the Packers, you have no voting power over what I do with my feet or my eyeballs or anything like that. But if you want to be like the owner of my eyeballs in name only on a piece of paper.
I'll do better than that.
I'll sell all that off. I don't
care.
I'll
do better than that. I'll give you a certificate that says you own a piece of me. And in the envelope, I will give you a short and curly with the DNA bulb attached. I will yank it out and put it in there.
What do you mean the DNA?
Well,
what
you
does
know,
that even
you,
mean?
There's a little bulb on the end of it, whatever
that's
the hell
not
they call
a
that.
DNA
well,
bulb.
Well, whatever the hell that little flesh bulb is.
You think that's where the DNA is on your hair?
I'm just saying.
It's like an onion. It's at the end.
You
it's
have
that
a
little
share.
Bulb?
You have a share of me, and if you have the ability, you could clone me.
Oh.
With the little DNA bulb that I give you. And I could just be in your home. The clone version of me doing the show.
I like to picture somebody chopping up your DNA bulbs to then throw in a nice salad or maybe into some kind of sauce they're making.
Like
add
the,
some
it's
flavor.
Like the,
it's like an onion.
The pube onion.
Yeah. Because
it's below the surface. You harvest it. It's below the surface. Maybe a turnip. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.